Welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually spectacular topics in the entire specification, coastal landforms. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this episode has got you covered. So, let's start with the big picture. Coastlines are dynamic environments. They're constantly changing because of two key processes, erosion and deposition. Erosion is where material is worn away and removed. Deposition is where material is dropped and builds up. And together, these two processes create the incredible landforms you need to know for your exam. Now, before we can talk about landforms, we need to understand waves, because waves are the engine that drives everything at the coast. There are two types you absolutely must know: constructive waves and destructive waves. Constructive waves are low, gently sloping waves with a long wavelength. They break with a strong swash, that's the water rushing up the beach, and a weak backwash, which is the water flowing back. Because the swash is stronger, material is pushed up and deposited on the beach. Constructive waves build beaches. Think of a calm summer's day at the seaside. That's constructive wave energy. Destructive waves are the opposite. They're tall, steep waves with a short wavelength and a high frequency, around 10 to 14 waves per minute. They break with a weak swash, but a powerful backwash. That strong backwash drags material back off the beach. Destructive waves erode the coastline. Think of a stormy winter coast, waves crashing violently against cliffs. That's destructive wave energy. Here's a memory trick for you. Think constructive waves, construct, they build. Destructive waves, destroy, they erode. Simple, but it works every time in an exam. Now, let's talk about the processes of erosion, because examiners love asking you to name and explain these. There are four main ones, and I want you to be able to use them fluently. First, hydraulic action. This is the sheer force of water being forced into cracks in the rock. As a wave crashes against a cliff, air and water are compressed into joints and faults. The pressure is enormous. It literally blows the rock apart over time. Hydraulic action is particularly effective on rocks with lots of joints and faults. Second, abrasion, sometimes called corrasion. This is where waves pick up sand, pebbles, and boulders and hurl them against the cliff face. It's like the sea using sandpaper on the rock. Abrasion is responsible for the smooth, polished appearance of many wave-cut platforms. Third, attrition. This is where rocks and pebbles being carried by the sea knock against each other. Over time, they become smaller, rounder, and smoother. That's why pebbles on a beach are rounded. They've been through attrition. And fourth, solution, sometimes called corrosion. This is a chemical process where slightly acidic seawater dissolves certain rock types, particularly limestone and chalk. The rock is literally dissolved away. This is especially important on coastlines like the Jurassic Coast in Dorset, which has significant chalk and limestone geology. So, to recap the four processes of erosion, and here's your mnemonic, H-A-A-S. Hydraulic action, abrasion, attrition, solution, HAAS. Say it a few times, HAAS. Got it? Brilliant.